We're watching shares of Arm today as its post-IPO lockup expires. Deirdre Bosa taking a closer look at SoftBank's stake in the company for today's tech check. This stock has just rocketed higher since its IPO, Dee.
It absolutely hasn't. So it's arguably facing now its biggest test as a public company. The float, it was small to begin with when it listed on the NASDAQ last September, meaning that there has been a relatively small percentage of the company's total shares available for trading. Now that insiders, that's early investors and employees, now that they can sell, we could see more volatility. And this is a stock that, as Courtney alluded to, has more than doubled since its IPO, making it tempting for some to lock in gains and sell. Now, it's down 15% in the month leading up to this expiration. The big question is SoftBank. Led by Masa-san, it owns 90% of Arm. And as we've seen in the past, Masa-san likes to do bold things, often drawing on his winners. Take Alibaba, arguably his most famous investment. Masa has nearly completely drawn down that huge stake over the years to pay off debt, repurchase shares of SoftBank, and beef up its second Vision Fund. Now that Arm is the new golden goose or the crown jewel, will he do the same thing? Now, execs, they were asked directly during the earnings call in February. They were elusive, saying that they could utilize the assets in different ways, including as collateral for a margin loan. Now, for other investors, though, there is this question of rotation. Do you lock in Arm's outsized gains and put them into other semis? There's certainly a case to be made that Arm is punching way above its weight. Its forward price to earnings ratio is more than triple that of Nvidia's. That is just a massive premium. And meanwhile, there's an ETF that is giving investors two times the daily return of Nvidia. It is extremely buzzy. It has gone just parabolic. Its ticker NVDL, it has grown to $1.4 billion under management since launching at the end of 2022. And it has nearly tripled this year. It's up, as you can see, nearly 12% again today. Arm's largest insider zone, this is key, they may be more strategic and thus they may be more willing to hold on for the longer run. According to FactSet, the top three insiders in Arm, it's Mubadala, Abu Dhabi Sovereign Wealth Fund, Alphabet, and Nvidia itself. And guys, what we learned last quarter through Arm's blowout results is that Arm's CPUs complement Nvidia's chips for AI work in data centers. So the AI proposition, the AI halo around this company has only been growing, but that much of a premium to Nvidia, some investors are going to want to look twice.
That is fascinating about Masa-san and what he often does, you know, with his winners and what a big impact that could have if it's 90% of you know, the available shares. I mean, I know that you said they were directly asked about it on the conference call and were somewhat elusive. Any clues or, you know, based on your education on the topic, what do you think?
There are clues because Masa-san likes to talk. He's talked a lot about going on the offensive and picking more AI winners. So I don't count him out in terms of at least cashing in on some of this. That's what he's done in the past. So it's likely.
Arm Holdings expiring today. That is the 6-month period after an IPO during which insiders are restricted from selling their holdings to prevent more volatility, he said. Deirdre Bosa joining us now for today's tech check. RID, what should we be watching as the lockup expires?
Well, some of the action has already happened. Arm is down 15% in the month just leading up to this expiration because it gives insiders a chance to sell. Now, I talked earlier about the Masa-san of it all. SoftBank has the biggest stake, still 90%. So they are the biggest wild card. But let's talk about the other investors and why they could potentially have reason to sell. For them, it could be a question of rotation. Do you lock in Arm's outsized gains? Remember, this is a stock that has more than doubled since it went public last September. Do you take those gains and do you put them into other semis, right? These are the picks and shovels of the AI era. So do you look elsewhere? Arm's forward price to earnings ratio, consider this, it is more than triple that of Nvidia's. That is a massive premium. And Brian, as you well know, investors can't get enough of Nvidia. There is this ETF that gives investors two times the daily return of Nvidia, and it has just gone parabolic. Ticker NVDL, it has grown to $1.4 billion since launching at the end of 2022, and it's nearly tripled this year. It's up another nearly 10% today. It's a lot of risk to take on, but a lot of upside as well if Nvidia is going one way, which, as we know, it has been for some time now. But Arm's insiders, right, these are some of the biggest stakeholders that couldn't sell until today. They may be more strategic, and thus they may have more reason to hold on for the longer run. According to FactSet, those top three insiders are Mubadala, Abu Dhabi Sovereign Wealth Fund, Alphabet, and NVIDIA itself. And what we've learned over the past few months, Brian, at least what Arm is presenting, is that NVIDIA and Arm go hand in hand. You need Arm CPUs to help build, to complement NVIDIA GPUs in data centers.
One might say they're connected at the hip or the elbow, as it
or
may be.
Arm?
I'll stop making the dad puns. Go back to the first point you make. Masayoshi Son of SoftBank. They own what? Yeah. You said like 90% of it.
90%.
So they are... If they decide to dump a ton of it because they've made a ton of money, that could be a negative event. So it really sounds like it's going to come down to what the folks at SoftBank ultimately do.
Yes. So if they were to dump a bunch at once, it would be a negative event, right? Supply and demand, there'd be a lot more shares out there for investors to buy. So it's likely not going to do that. However, if we look at what Masa-san has done with his previous golden jewel of the Japanese conglomerate, that would be Alibaba. There could be reason to believe that over time he may draw down on that Arm stake. Alibaba, he held billions, tens of hundreds of billions of dollars worth of Alibaba. He drew on that for SoftBank buybacks as collateral to help fund the Vision Fund 2. And he has said that he wants to go on the offensive with AI. So that Arm stake is worth a heck of a lot more than it did at IPO, than it did over the last 10 years, over the time that SoftBank has held it. So it is certainly plausible that he could draw on at least some of that.
And remember, when will we know? Is it tonight or tomorrow? Like, what's the timeline here, Dee?
Today, I believe, the lockup, the shares come up, so they can actually be traded today.
Okay.
And the run-up, I mean, again, I don't think if you have a large stakeholder, they're not going to sell a huge hunk.
They should fire their trader. Because
yeah, exactly.
That's T-R-A-D-E-R, not T-R-A-I-T-O-R.
Maybe the next quarter. I mean, they're often asked about this in the quarterly report. So maybe there's some tea leaves to be read then.
Yeah, if you're going to dump a ton of stock, just do it slowly over a number of days to not move the stock or tip people off to what you're doing. Deirdre Bosa, good stuff. Thank you.